In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday, I spoke exactly about trusting God without boundaries. Trusting God without boundaries. I want you to know, I was praying one day, or thinking one day, and I said, God is 100% good. Then I knew that wasn't right. God is infinitely good. Not only 100%, but infinitely good. And he cares for his children. He cares for you. He cares for me. God is infinitely good. God's love is infinite toward you and toward me. He is the God of infinity, because he has no beginning and no end. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the 15th chapter of Luke, it says, "Then drew near unto Jesus all the publicans and sinners to hear him." I tell you, he knew his audience. Publicans and sinners. "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them." We have two groups of people. The sinners who want to hear Jesus and be forgiven, and the Pharisees and scribes who think that they are righteous by their deeds. So Jesus tells a story. And he wants to touch the publicans and the sinners. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that come to me. And he divided into them his estate. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want." This is the younger son of the father. He is always the son, even as he's sinning. He is always the son, even now in the pigsty. It says, "And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the pigs." He's a Jew. The pig is an unclean animal. "And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks of the pigs, and no one gave it to him. And when he came to himself," oh yes, the pigsty did its work, and he comes to himself. Do you know, maybe what you've been going through is you've been wallowing in pig stuff. Let the pigsty do its work. And let the God of Israel bless you. Let the pigsty do its work. Let the God of Israel bless you. We need to know that this God loves us. He loved that son even while the son sinned with women, song, and wine. He loved that son. "And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he set him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would have fain and have filled his belly with the husks of the swine, but no one gave it to him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired hands of my father's have bread enough
to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. In other words, the pigsty did its work. He came to his senses and said, I'm going back home. I'll become one of his servants. At least I'll have full stomach. This is very important. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great distance off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The father was so glad to see the son. Oh, he smelled. He smelled like a pigsty. But the father wants to love the son, and does love the son, and kisses him. He didn't care about the smell, didn't care about the stink. And the son said to the father, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring in his finger and shoes on his feet. Isn't that amazing? The father has received the son back. And I want you to put a ring, which means authority, and shoes on his feet, which means he could run away again. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. Now he's speaking this to sinners and publicans. And they're seeing themselves in this picture with the son going to the father. Their eyes are as big as snappers, my Lord. They know that this is for them. But the Pharisees and the people of the law say, you know, we're already righteous. We don't need to go do things like that. We don't go into pigsties. We don't sin. Little do they know that all men sin and have fallen short of the glory of God. Now his eldest son, now this is to us, because we are the ones that are religious, or faithful is a better word. Now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked, what did this mean? And he said unto him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And the eldest son was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years, this is the Sadducees, Pharisees, and people of the law, lo, these many years did I serve you and didn't sin. I, at any time of thy commandment, did it, and yet you never gave me a kid, a goat, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son has come, who has devoured his living with harlots, you killed the fatted calf. And the father said to him, son, you are forever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was necessary that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and has come back again to alive, be alive. He was lost and now he's found. This is the power of God. The power of God to forgive. Oh yes. The publicans and law people, they think that they're perfect because they don't sin. But their sin is the sin of pride, because all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's you too. But the Father wants to greet you. The Father wants to come to you and place his hands up around you and hug you and tell you, thank you. It's all over. It's all over. Your sin is forgiven. That's why we have confession. That's why we have the sacrament of penance. Oh, it's all over. You don't have to worry. I love you. The guy did not even have a chance to say, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I don't belong to even be your son anymore. No, the Father ran out to the son of religious people, people that love the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, we can be like that and say, you know what, look at that guy. He was in drugs and now he's healing the sick. What about me? I tell you, it's very easy to be a Pharisee. It's very easy to be one of the lawgivers. It's very easy. We cannot make fun of them because it's very easy for us to imitate them and to do exactly what they did. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. This is not just words. This is real. God wants us to know that He is pleased with us when we confess our sins. And that we all are not only the younger son, but the older son. Yes, you didn't even give me a goat to celebrate with my friends. The Father said, what I have is all yours. Do you know that whatever Jesus has is all yours? All that is mine is thine, and all that is thine is mine. Yes, everything he has is mine. And everything I have is his. This is real. This is real. So the whole thing is the love of the Father. The love of the Father for a son who does not deserve his love. And don't think you do too, that you deserve his love. Oh no. It has nothing to do with deserve. It has everything to do with grace. This is the grace of God that has allowed us to be the sons and daughters of the Lord. It is the grace of God that allows us to say, Father, I have sinned against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. I tell you, God will just love that person to the nth degree. Why? Because he or she has confessed their sin, and the pig pen has done enough in their lives that they want to return to the Father. Return to the Father. Give the Father everything. All that is his is yours, and all that is yours is his. And he has forgiveness for everybody. I'm talking to people who have had abortions. He has forgiveness for you. He loves you. He has plans for your life. You say, Father Tom, you talk against abortion. I do, but listen. Once it's done, run to the Father. Go to confession. The Pope has given every priest the power to absolve the sin of abortion. Yes, every priest. And you know, this is real. This is real. People who have had abortions, they live in dread. They live in the dark shadows. I told you the story about the woman who had an abortion. And she wouldn't sleep on a bed. She slept on the floor. She wanted to punish herself for the abortion. And one night, she had a dream. And there were all these dirty clothes that she was giving to Jesus. She didn't know what the dream was. And my friend said to her, maybe the dirty clothes your abortion. And you know what? She gave it all to Jesus. And guess what? She went on the bed and fell asleep, no more on the floor. She didn't have to punish herself. No, she didn't have to punish herself. She was forgiven by the eternal God. It's chapter 16. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the steward was accused to have wasted the rich man's goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you may no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord takes away from me my stewardship. I cannot dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I am resolved what to do. And I will put out of the, when I'm put out of my stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. And so he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him and said unto them first, how much do you owe my Lord? The first one said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take your bill, sit down and write 50. Then said he to another, how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take your bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in, for he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser than the children of the light. And I say unto you, make to yourself friends with money of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into their everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least, that's money, is faithful also in much, that's people. And he that is unjust in the least, that's money, is unjust also in the much, that's people. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous money, who will commit to you trust and true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you which is your own? You see? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And the Pharisees also, who were covetousness, heard all these things, and they derided Jesus. And he said unto them, you are they that justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets are until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one little law that I said to pass away. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery. And whosoever marries her that is put away from her husband commits adultery. I'm telling you, God tells us a lot about money in the scriptures. If we cannot be faithful with our money, giving our tithes, using it for the poor, some of it, if we cannot be faithful with our money, he cannot trust us with big things. And the big things are people. The Pharisees were covetous on money. They loved money. Money is just green pieces of paper with dead presidents' pictures on it. We need to use money. I tell you a funny story that happened the other night. We went to a wake, to Bill Waters' father's wake, and we hadn't eaten. And we stopped at a hamburg place, and I insisted that I pay for it. So I gave the money to Leslie. And yesterday I went into my pocket and found $50. I said, what did I give Leslie? I knew I had $50 in my pocket. What did I give Leslie? So I called Leslie. You know what she said? You gave me a candy wrapper. A candy wrapper. I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't do that on purpose. I wanted to pay for the dinner for the four of us. She said it was all right. But I thought either the money in my right-hand pocket multiplied, or I gave her something else, and I had no idea what I gave her. But it's all true. It's all true. If we are not able to be good stewards with money, He cannot trust us with people. If we are not good stewards with other people's money, He cannot trust us with our own. This is God speaking. This is God speaking, that we need to be good stewards of what He has given us. We need to share it with those who do not have. That's what we need to do. We do that every Saturday as we go to the homeless, and we pray for the homeless today, Lord. Don't let them be outside in this frigid cold weather. Let them find a warm spot. Open up places for the people that are homeless. Open up places for the homeless. Do it in the name of Jesus so that they don't die. And again, we want to pray for President-elect Trump, that God would give him wisdom. Yes, give Trump wisdom. That this country again would be the country that's set upon a hill. Yes, it cannot be hidden, because our faith is in God, not because we're a great country. Our faith is in God and in His holy Son, Jesus Christ. What have we learned today? We've learned that God takes back His children when they confess their sins. We've also learned that those who are faithful can be like the elder son. You didn't even give me a kid to eat for my friends and me. And the father said, all that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine. Then, what else have we learned? This unjust steward is very smart. He's being thrown out anyway. So he goes to different people and says, how much do you owe my master? 100 gallons of oil. Write 50. How much do you owe my master with the wheat, this other guy? 100 measures of wheat. Write 80. Now he said, I did this. Why? Because when my money runs out, I can go to these other people and I can have dinner with them because I was good to them, even though his being good was stealing from his master. The Lord took sight of this thing and said, the children of the world are more intelligent than the children of the light. But just example, I know children of the light are Catholic and Protestant and Orthodox. I know that. But I also know we could be at each other's throat rather than think that the devil alone is our enemy, not my brothers and sisters that do not belong to my religion. That we think that Catholics are not saved. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been born again. Hallelujah. And I was at baptism, and I accepted it at when I was 21. And I received the baptism of the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please help us so that we can pay our bills. I know that we're way behind, but you know what? God has provided for us since 1984, and I am sure He will continue to provide for us. We want to say thank you, Lord, for the provision that you have done since 84. Thank you for the provision that you are about to do in 2016. Thank you for the provision all these years. You know that we do not take money to ourselves. You know that we proclaim your word via the airwaves with our money. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.